Blog Talk Radio. Amen, amen, amen. Welcome to another awesome Sunday. I just want to start off with saying a thank you to Minister Sheila, who was able to make sure that the program went on without a flaw or a wrinkle on last Sunday. I thank God for him putting us in partnership, not only as biological siblings, but spiritual siblings for ministry for Smile 3E on each Sunday morning. And I just thank God for it. Many times we forget to say thank you. Many times we forget that people, no matter whether they're family, friends, associates, foes, or whoever they are, could be doing something else. But when they willingly set aside time in their lives to minister with you or do anything with you, that it's by the grace of God that people will decide to obey God on purpose and with purpose. I found that there's a lot of people that may go to a party with you. They may go to a dinner with you. They may even go to the club with you if you're still clubbing. They may go to a classroom with you. They might even do something we call delayed entry type of partnership where you can join the military together. But when they agree to do ministry with you, that is something in itself, because it's not like marriage where you both stand before someone that has the authority and the ability to join you together legally by whatever nation or country or state. But it's a thing where they willingly believe. We thank you for compassion. We thank you that if it had not been for the Lord on our side, that we would be lost, and we don't want to be lost. We want to walk in and with the unity of God. We have the greatest example of unity and love and commitment and obedience in the perfect Trinity of God. So we thank you for the example that the perfect Trinity has set before us. We thank you for the love and grace and mercy that you've shown us. We thank you that it wasn't because we deserved it, but it was just because that's who you are. You are love. God, we thank you for our children and our children's children and our children's children's children, on and on and on, for the legacy of the generation of those that came before us, our parents, our grandparents, our aunts and our uncles. God, we thank you for the legacy of Christianity. And God, we ask you that we would all come in line with your word, that we won't be a religion of tolerance, but we will be a religion of love. We won't be a religion of excuses, but we will be a religion of forgiveness and mercy and love. God, teach us how to be examples on our job, in our homes, in the churches, in the ministries, God. Teach us that we don't take off our Christianity as we do a coat or a sweater or a wardrobe. But God, that's something that should be with us 24/7. Help us, God, to not be afraid to walk around in the modest of apparel of the Proverbs 31 woman. Help us, God, not to do things that will cause us to get in trouble with you. God, when we're feeling lonely or when we're feeling that we miss our parents or our loved ones, send your ministering angels to tell us and show us that we're never alone, because the Holy Spirit rests and resides and dwells on the inside of us. Your word rests in our hearts and resides and dwells on the inside of us. Help us to meditate on your word day and night, God, so that we'll know that we're never alone, phone call away. God, we don't call you and the phone is busy. God, we don't call you and you don't answer the phone. God, we don't call you and there's someone else on the other line and you have to call us back. God, because even when you don't answer, that is the answer, to wait, to pray, to seek you. God, thank you for the many, many, many blessings that you've poured out upon us for food, for drink, for shelter, for clothing, for peace of mind. The peace of mind that surpasses all understanding. Who are rich, but they don't have peace of mind, God. Many people are poor and they've got peace of mind. So we thank you for your peace, your loving kindness, and your presence in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Well, I thank God. I thank God and I thank God again. I'm going to see if Minister Sheila had anything in particular that she wanted to share with us or talk about, because I have some things I want to talk about, but I definitely want to open up the floor to Minister Sheila first. Minister Sheila, what do you have for us?
Good morning, Apostle Alexa Celia Kaiser, sister of mine in Christ, as long as through the birth of my parents, of Luther and Hudie Kaiser. I want to give an honor to God. I want to thank him and thank him and thank him for yet he have blessed me with life to see, hear, and walk and feel another day. Without him, I would not be. We didn't have to be here. Didn't promise me, didn't say okay, but I just wanted to say thank you for this day that you have blessed me with, and to my sister, and to Apostle Sandra Thomas, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Renee Sylvia Kaiser, Minister Brandon. I want to give a blessing to all of them, Elder Kendall, all Kathy Kendall, Dr. Serena Wright, any that I missed, I just want to say I thank the Lord. Oh, I thank God for blessing us in this family of ministry, this family of his angels, of his family, of our sisters and brothers along to teach us, excuse me, and to minister us his word and his grace, to take his faith and his glory, and to walk along with a smile on our face, because no matter what it is, it's a blessing of God that we will come through all the temptation, all the misery. Without him, we would not be. I want to thank the Lord for my children, my nephews, my grandkids, for all that might be listening, however you can listen to this story. I just want to thank you and thank you and thank you and thank you, because without you, I would not be. Back to you, Apostle.
Yes, we're going to take a break from Minister Sheila and I, and we're going to go over to Dr. Serena Wright, already ministering at the Fountain of Living Waters, and we're going to listen to her message. And then we'll come back if there's still time and minister with you all. So listen in and be blessed.
I can call myself. Somebody that I know has my best interest at heart. That's how you know you're blessed. That's how you know you're favored. Oh, David said it. Y'all, let's stay in the word. Oh, study and show that you approved. Let's stay in the word. He said, by this I know you favored me, because you have not let my enemies triumph over me. How have I done it? Because I've got people in my life. Oh, I'm blessed beyond measure. My life is abundant because I've got people I can call and say, oh, I'm having a difficult time. I need more of him. Would you go to the throne of grace with me? Would you go to the throne of grace? I need help in this time of need. Oh, let me tell you something, people of God. We've got to be focused. We've got to be ready. We've got to be filled with faith. And we've got to tell God we need more. He said more and much. Oh, my God. And sometimes we think that's more and much faith. We think that's more and much money. But sometimes we need more and much of him. I need your presence right here, God, because all that's been going on in my marriage is strife and argument. Oh, I need more of you. I need more of you so that I can see what you see in my wife. I need more of you so I can see what you see in my husband. Oh, you put us together. No man will put us asunder. Oh, I just need more of you. My. All we need to do is tell God I'm emotional. Oh, my heart is open. I'm right here, God. Oh, I'm an empty vessel before a full fountain. Oh, this is the fountain of living water, church. We just came by to bless you and say good morning. Oh, my God, and on behalf of Apostle Sandra Thomas, my. Let me tell you something, people of God. There was a time when she and I would share this time at 8:30 in the morning on Sunday, and that may very likely happen again real soon. But let me tell you, on behalf of the woman of God, God bless you, God keep you, and don't you dare give up until you receive everything God told you. Oh, God bless you and God keep you, and don't you dare give up until you receive everything God told you. Hold on. Oh, when you feel yourself getting weary, and the scripture says don't be weary, don't back up from the presence of God. Go in and say, God, I need more. God, I'm getting tired of this situation. I'm getting tired of this situation on my job. God, I just need more. I need a new deck. I need a new vision. I need to see this thing the way you see it, because I already know that your thoughts towards me are good and they are not evil. You're only bringing me to an expected end, to a hope and future, the one that you have planned for me. And I've had many plans, but I know only your purpose will prevail in my life. God, all I need right now is more of you. Oh, I need your presence. I need this place of emptiness. There's an empty place in my heart, God. Oh, God, when I've been grieving the loss of my loved one, my special loved one, my grandmother, my mother, my father. Oh, God, and there's a place where I feel the emptiness. I feel a void. I feel disconnected. I'm in so much grieving. I need more of you. I don't believe that you have situations, that life has situations that more of you cannot satisfy. You are the satisfier, God. All we need is more of you. Oh, I'm convinced. Oh, God, the scripture says, I'm already persuaded. Oh, my God, that in the midst of our situations, all we need is more of you. Oh, God, my heart is already surrendered. I need more of you. I need more of you. As I travel through this situation, as I travel through this journey, I just need more of you. Come on in, give him a praise. Throw your hands up. I know you're trying to get ready. You might be in the middle of breakfast. You might be in the middle of pulling on those stockings, or you might be in the middle of latching those shoes, man of God. Oh, my God, go ahead and throw your hands up and say, God, I still need more. I still need more of you. Oh, don't give me more of that before you give me more of you. Oh, my God, don't give me more of that before you give me more of you. Do you know that before you get that promotion, you need more of God? Oh, my God. Before the promise manifests, you need more of him. You say, God, I don't want anything to move me from my place in you. Oh, God, I need more of you. Let me just double check. Let me do a sound check in my heart and let you know, God, I still need more of you. Everything you give me, because all good gifts come from you. Everything you give me, God, I've already surrendered to you. Give me the more of you I need to maintain it. Oh, you don't hear me this morning. Oh, when the good things are coming, you need more of him. So you say, God, I need more of you to maintain it. I need more of you to maintain my integrity. I need more of you to maintain my character. I need more of you to maintain my discipline. I need more of you to maintain my boldness. I need more of you to maintain my patience. I need more, God. Oh, my God, I've been watching my loved one that's been infirmed over this long period of time, and God, I believe you, but I need more of you, so that when I walk into their room, so when I walk into their presence, it's only the presence of the Lord that goes before me, not any of my concern, not any of my life circumstances. I just need more of you. I just need more of you, God. Monday's coming, it's already Sunday. Right before I walk into this office, all I need is more of you. I don't want them to see any of my frustration. I want them to see you. Oh, God, let there be an outpouring of your spirit all around this nation like never before. Let there be an outpouring of the pure, authentic spirit of God that elevates, that changes, that radically transforms. In the name of Jesus, let there be a release of freedom and instruction that leaves us forever changed. Make your indelible mark on our heart. Oh, God, as we throw our hands up and open our hearts and say, God, all I need is more of you. My All you need is more of the woman of God. I didn't say that wasn't what I did not say that what was pressing up against you is not pressing up against you. I said all you need is more of him. Sometimes we think and you say, if I just had $214 more, or if I just had $87.87 more, if I just had two more children, if I had just been married one more time, God, but I'm telling you, all you need is more of him. God is the consummate solution finder. That's what salvation is. It was a solution to our eternal problem. And let me tell you right now, he's come to let me know that he wants me to tell you all you need is more of him. All you need is more of his understanding. All we need is more of his wisdom. All we need is more of his presence. Because in his presence we're filled. We're filled to overflow. Stop giving out of empty cisterns. The Spirit of the Lord says, stop giving out of empty cisterns. You'll get yourself in a lot of trouble like that, man of God. You'll get yourself in a lot of trouble like that, woman of God. Stop giving out of empty cisterns. That's a pure heart that wants to give. That's a pure heart that beats with the compassion of God. But make sure you get the more of him you need. Make sure you come on in and fill up. Oh, my God. On behalf of the Fountain of Living Waters Church, y'all, I'm trying to be so appropriate. Would you pray with me that I can get this out? On behalf of the Fountain of Living Waters Church, oh my God, Apostle Sandra Thomas, she's mentored us, administered, and poured in so well. Said, don't you know the Spirit of the Lord sends for the call every day? For that alone, you should say, God, I need more of you. Don't you know the Spirit of Truth will trump protocol every day? Go ahead and walk in the freedom of the Lord. Go ahead and conduct your service, man of God, and let the Spirit of the Lord really lead it. Let him take over. Let him pour out his Spirit. Let him touch that one way on the back row, the one that just came in. My God, the one that just came in to ask you for $10 for a bottle of wine after church. I promise you, if you'll let the Spirit of the Lord lead the service, he'll get saved. He'll be baptized in the Holy Spirit, and he'll be a faithful member sold out to the living God. Go ahead and let the Spirit of the Lord take over. My God, throw your hands up and tell them all we need. There's more of you. I don't care what arena. I don't care where you're serving God, be it in politics, business, technology, science, education, mathematics, my God, healthcare, accounting, mental disease, hospitals, banks. I don't care where we serve. All we need is more of him. Do you know why the saints, do you know why the kingdom has the charge to pray? Because there is no situation that more of God can't solve. My God, my God. I said we don't need more broadcasting, and we don't need more exploitive headlines. We need more God. We have leaders in some areas that say when violence rises up, you need to be ready for violence, and you need to be prepared to be more violent than the attack that is coming towards you. But I'm gonna tell you, all you need is more of God. Because there are angels of the Lord that can be dispatched. There are children that can be taught to take authority. We're living on the radical edge of the kingdom. Let me tell you something. You are not gonna outpace violence with violence. You are not gonna outpace evil with more evil. You need more of God. Go ahead and tell us. Tell your wife, man of God, go ahead and tell your wife, the one that's been addicted to drugs for the greater part of your marriage, look her right in the face and say, baby, all you need is more of God. All you need is more of his presence. All you need is more of his love. I mean liquid hot, the revelation of the love of God that'll pour all over you. All you need is more of God. Go ahead and tell that son. Go ahead and tell that daughter that looks like she's doing everything. every single thing that you ever instructed her not to do. Looking for love in all the wrong places. Go ahead and tell her, baby, let me tell you something. You know why I've got so much peace. You know why Auntie Grandma, you know why Mama's got so much peace. Why are you out there doing everything I know you were taught not to do? Because I know that the solution is all you need is more of God. There is not a problem that more of God cannot solve. Reverend Beecham, let me tell you something. I know for a wicked fact, every infirmity will bow. Every infirmity, every diagnosis, every lab value. Oh, yeah, I'm speaking right to you, man of God. Oh, I'm so glad you signed on, because God wants to do something for you that nobody has. My soul, life from beach of nobody will ever be able to explain. They'll have to say, life from beach of serve. The real God. I've got documentation. I'm looking at the paper. I'm looking at the evidence. All we need is more of God. Let me tell you something. God is unexplainable. He's immutable. He's never changing. And what I'm trying to tell you is when he told the children of Israel that he was going to deliver them. And if you get you an Amplified Bible, would you say an Amplified Bible? Even if you just pull one up on your phone. He told them, he said, I'm going to deliver you from your sorrow, your oppression, your taskmasters, your difficulty, your hardships, your grieving, your the depth of this thing. I'm going to bring you out. And when he did that, he told Moses, he said, tell them when they ask you who I am, that sent you, tell them I am. Because God is so large that he is indefinable. Let me tell you, why does that have anything to do with getting more of him? Because we have got to lock our minds into the God that is unsearchable. There is no situation or circumstance where God is not already gone before it. He says, I know the end, but I know it from the beginning. You have never gotten ahead of me. You have never gotten outside of where my parameters can stretch. That is why we have to know that in the deepest depth of sorrow, grieving, infirmity, pain, let me tell you something. There are people, and we cannot be dismissive. Let me tell you, our people of God, faith is not dismissive. God bless you, Martin Cooper. Let me tell you something. The faith is not dismissive. Faith takes in consideration what you are going through. I said faith takes into consideration what you are going through, and it goes beyond what you are going through to the dimension where God abides. And so, this is not saying that you are not experiencing that. This is not saying that there are not seasons where grief will come upon you, but don't grieve like others do. How do you do that? Because you say, I just need more of God. That's all I need. The God that's bigger than this is what I need more of. I don't need more rehearsing this. Oh, God bless you. God bless you, Biddy. Oh, I should call you Janice. That's my cousin, y'all. I should call her Janice Taylor because she's gorgeous and grown. But we used to call her Biddy, but that's for another day. But I'm telling you, not only do I know some awesome people of God, I've got some of them right in my family. But let me, that's because I got more of him. Oh, my God. And so when God brought me into him initially.
You all hold on a second because I just need to take care of something, and then we're going to come back on the air with our own Dr. Serena Wright, and then we will be ready for more of God, because like she's ministering, we need more of God, and we need more of God right now. We can't make it without him. We can't make it without his love. We can't make it without his compassion. God is just awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And I thank God that I see that we have a guest on the line, and I'm going to announce who that guest is shortly and give that person an opportunity to say something. Oh, I just bless God. I just bless God. I just bless God this morning. My God in heaven. So we'll be back on the air here shortly. Here we go.
And God, I'm not weary. All I need is more of you. Don't you know this is a confessing, believing system? Go ahead and throw your hands up and say, God, I don't need a divorce lawyer. All I need is more of you. Oh, thank you, woman of God. Thank you. We don't wanna make this X-rated Facebook Live. My God, we just want to keep things where they need to be. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. And let me tell you something. Oh, no matter what the situation, all we need is more of you. More of you, God. We need more of you. I don't need a lawyer. I don't need a, not before I need more of God. If I do need a lawyer, I need more of God first. If I do need one good belt, for this rebellious 7-year-old, I need more of you first, because I don't want to punish them in anger. Oh, my God in heaven, throw your hands up and say, all I need is more of God. Oh, I don't need another church. I don't need more titles. All I need is more of God. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Go ahead and throw your hands up and tell God all you need is more of him. Say, all I need is more of you. That's all I need. That's all I need. All right, before I ask you for anything in this realm, I'm going to ask you for more of your presence. God, let your presence fill my rebellious son's room. Just more of you in his room. When he wraps up in his sheet, let him be wrapped up in your presence. Oh, God, I release more of you right in my supervisor's office. Oh, God, when he opens the door, when she opens the door, let her say, what is going on in here? And I'm going to walk to my desk and say, more of him. All I need is more of him. There's no situation our God cannot solve. There's no situation that we cannot be satisfied. There's no situation. All we need is more of you. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Bless you. May God keep you. Let his peace shine all around you. Look at everything in your life today and for the rest of the week and say, yep, right before that happens.
Well, I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. What a word. What a message that we need more of God. We definitely need more of God. We definitely need more of him and more of his word, more praises, more peace, just so much more. And so before Minister Sheila and I go ahead with more of the program, I'm going to let our surprise guest on this morning see if she has words that she wants to share with us, or if she just wants to pray with us, or if she just wants to say, praise God, praise God, praise God. So I'll let our guest say who she is, and I thank God for this guest. So you know who you are. You're on 0201. Go ahead, share.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Good morning, everybody. This is Minister Sylvia Kaiser. I just wanted to say thank you for reminding me of the text you sent this morning for the program. I have enjoyed listening to you all. I have enjoyed listening to Dr. Serena Wright, because we do need more of God. I thank you for the reminder. Be blessed. That's all I have to say this morning. Thank you.
Amen. For those of you who don't know, that was Minister Sylvia, as she said. And on Monday nights, her and Minister Sheila minister. And so we have such an awesome opportunity to hear Minister Sheila on Sundays. And she's supporting Minister Sylvia on Mondays. And then we all support
Minister Elder Kathy Kendall on Friday nights. And, you know, Minister Sylvia tells us about those programs on every Monday night and when they air. And then we have the awesome opportunity to know that Smile3E has ministries that will be available to the public via Blog Talk or even FaceTime. And we even go on Sundays to support the Fountain of Living Water with Dr. Wright or whoever God has on their ministering for that particular ministry. God is so awesome. And so I thank God for the Monday night ministry of Iron Sharpening Iron at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and Sunday nights of Let's Talk at that's at 8:30 Central Standard Time. And then on Friday nights with God Still Heals with Elder Kathy Kendall at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. So I thank God for those ministries. And as she was saying, Dr. Serena Wright, that we needed more of him. And as Minister Sheila reminds us to pray for our families and to be thankful for those that minister and partner with us in the gospel, we also have to remember that sometimes we don't realize the partnership that we're in with God, meaning that when we go to work, we're partnered with God. So what are the people seeing in that partnership on your job that God is manifesting through you? When people may be doing wrong, acting wrong, speaking wrong, all of that, can they see the partnership between you and God that says, like Dr. Rice says, I need more of you. I don't need for them to see what I would do or what I could do back in the day, whether it was smack somebody, say, use profanity and say all types of manner of evil discord. But what about when you pray for them? What about when you smile and say, God, I hear what they're saying. I even see what they're doing. But I'm going to praise you in the midst of it. Because God, in the end, when everything's said and done, I accept what you allow. Because, God, when I accept what you allow, that means that I obliterate and annihilate and destroy pride, which will make me think I have the right to be upset. I have the right to say something. I have the right. Yes, you do. In the earthly realm, you do have that right. But you also have an obligation to God to let him get the glory through it. When that person does that thing and you want to use profanity or you want to do whatever, but instead you tell them, you know what, I'm praying for you. When that person wants to behave, however, you just silently pray for them. When that person wants to do whatever or say whatever, and you bless them with a hot chocolate or an orange juice or an apple or a banana, when that person has done ill towards you, whether they owe you something, whether people don't owe you anything but to love you. That is true according to the word. But people can owe you money. People can owe you an apology. People can owe you many things, but can you love them past what the world says they owe you? Can you love them past what the world said you have the right to do? I'm not saying that we don't take the law to the lawless. Someone breaks the law or someone does you. I'm not saying that we don't do that, but I'm saying even in the midst of that, do you still love them? Can you, as Apostle Sandra Thomas says, love the Hades out of people? Can you? I tell you what, if you can't, God can show you how. If you want to know how to love people of what they may have done or said, look at what Jesus does. Look at it. How many times have we done something I won't say bad, but how many times have you forgot to call somebody and you told them you would, you know, something like that that you would think would be simple? How many times have you forgot to go by and visit somebody? I had a sister that was upset with me and my other sisters because we don't visit them. It is not that they visit us, so that's not the important part. But see, in the world standards, we could say, well, he or she didn't visit me, but that's not Christ-like. Whether they visit us or not, whether they do right by us or not, there's a calling on our lives to still love them and do right by them in spite of what they've done, especially if they don't know God the way we know God. How many of you know that supervisors are human? Oh, somebody didn't want to hear that. Psalms 140:3 says, they sharpen their tongues as a serpent, and poison of a viper is under their lips. Selah. Acts 7:54 says, now when they heard this, they were cut to the quick, and they began gnashing their teeth at him, talking about what they did towards Jesus. I'm going to share a few more scriptures. Ephesians 4:31. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. How many of you have had people lie on you and do you wrong and God told you to bless them? Now that's ministry right there. As supervisors, sometimes people forget that they're human. And so God allowed me to see something in these past weeks. You can have employees or supervisors that are such negative people, such pessimistic people, that are such ruthless and conning people, until if you don't watch yourself, you may get in that same type of mindset. But when you're surrounded by all that negative energy, can you come back and say, I need more of you, God? Can you come back and say, God, I need the peace that surpasses all understanding, even in the midst of this, because I accept what you allow? Can you, as a supervisor, I know you can do it as a parent, because as parents, our children do stuff that's way off all the time, and we still feed them and clothe them and we still bless them. Well, when you're on the job, it's just like you're a parent again. And although your employees may lie on you, they may backbite you, they may do all types of manner of evil because of jealousy, covetousness, and various reasons, and God will still tell you to do right by them. Well, I noticed that there's some people that aren't equipped to do that. And so when their team members and colleagues are doing them wrong, they go back and give it right back to them. But what about showing people the love of God? You know, when Jesus died on that cross, he was beaten and spit upon and nailed to that cross by the very people that he would allow to have redemption, that he would allow to sit in heavenly places with him. Now, that's love. How many of us, whether it's divorce, a breakup, or stop talking to people that have done us wrong, and we'll stop giving them a slice of pie, a slice of cake, I mean, dirty rice, cornbread, whatever it is they like. But what about if we still give it to them? Not because they deserve it, because none of us deserve what God has given us. We deserve a lot of things, but it's not his love. We don't deserve his grace and his mercy, but he gives it to us unconditionally over and over and over again. I promise you, God is teaching me. He is teaching me. Because sometimes you can look at things and, okay, I'll give it to you this analogy. Whether you're white, black, Asian, Hispanic, or whatever, if people are doing you wrong and people are
unappreciative and people are negative and pessimistic and they're doing all manner of evil against you and you react in the same way, sometimes if you're in leadership, they'll try to make it that you're a racist or a sexist when what it is that you're human and you've allowed that thing to get to you, and so now you're coming back at them the same way you would come back at them if they were the same sex or the same race. So it's not that you're a racist or that you're a sexist, but it's that you're sometimes tired of the drama that you're dealing with. And other times, it's you are a racist or a sexist, and it took those situations and those circumstances to bring that out of you so that you could stop trying to hide it. These people that are dealing with racism and sexism don't need to hide it, but they need to ask for more of God. They need to ask for God to show them how to do right by people in spite of people. They need to ask God to show them how to love, how to bless people that don't need to be blessed by man's standards. It's a song that I said, won't he do it? Won't God battle for you? Won't God give you more of him? Won't God give you the wisdom that you ask for? Because he said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask, and he will give it unbraided liberally. Won't he do it? Won't God come by and remind you that, yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will be with you. He won't leave you nor forsake you. He'll be right there with you. Won't he do it? Won't God come by and remind you that all those things are going on your left hand or your right hand, but it won't come nigh you? For he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord that he is my refuge and my fortress. Is God your refuge and your fortress? Is God your shield and your buckler? Is God your everything? Do you allow the love of God to manifest when your flesh is saying, not, as they say, not now time. Not now, another time, not another time. Will you allow God to manifest through you when, according to man, you have the right to go off? You have the right, as they say, to snap. I'm going to even say to Snapchat, meaning it ain't Snapchat like they're doing in the world, but Snapchat was where you snap and chat and say whatever you need to say. What about if instead of Snapchatting and instead of tweeting and instead of Facebooking, what about if you allow the love of God to cause you to bless them? What about a bless chat? Let's bless chat people. I know we can Snapchat them. I know we can go off on them, but can you bless chat people? Every time they do you wrong or say something wrong, you bless them. Even if it's not materialistically, but if you pray for God to bless them. Some people know that if you pray and pray for real, you're praying for the blessings of people and the blessings upon people and the blessings in and through people. And sometimes what God will do is he'll allow that sincere blessing and that sincere prayer that you had for them to actually cause upon them. Can you wholeheartedly pray for that boss who's harassing you? Not saying that you don't use the system to correct it, because there are systems in places for that. But can you bless Chatham? Let's come up with a new thing. Let's put it all over Facebook. Let's put it all over our texts that we're going to stop Snapchatting, and we're going to stop tweeting, and we're going to start chatting people. We're going to start making it our mission that every time people do or say something crazy, we're going to bless the Lord with our whole heart.
We're going to bless them with the clap. We're going to bless them as Minister Sylvia did with a song. We're going to bless them with our hands lifted up. We're going to bless them laying prostrate on our faces. We're going to bless them standing. We're going to bless them kneeling down in the chapels in our homes. We're going to bless God when we're laying in our bed. We're going to bless God when we're at our jobs. We're going to bless God when we're in the classrooms, online or even face-to-face. We're going to bless God when we're in our homes. We're going to bless God in every area of our lives. Even when the world says you have the right to put out what's being put out. But can you do it God's way? Can you take it like it's a cross and nail that thing to the cross, which means that it'll be covered by the blood of Jesus, the stripes of Jesus, the sacrifice of Jesus? Can you really lay it at the altar? Can you really lay your all on the altar? Can you really say, God, I need more of you? Because I don't want to Snapchat this person. I want to Slapchat them. Let's keep it real. God, I don't want to Snapchat. I don't want to just Slapchat. I want to kick chat them. I mean, we got all these chats we could do. But what about if we pray chat them? What about if we, bless chat them? What about if we encourage them? What about if we make it our God-given agenda to show them that unconditional love that God has shown towards each and one of us? I thank God for giving me this new revelation of blessed chatting people, prayer chatting people. Ooh, we need to get this to the White House, y'all. That's a whole nother message. So if you haven't heard anything else on today, know that we need more of God. Know that we need to thank those that are in partnership with us in ministry and in life. And I thank Minister Sheila because she gave a blessing and acknowledgement to everyone that's with us in ministry for Smile3E that don't have to be. Like I said, I thank Minister Sheila. I thank Minister Sylvia. I thank Minister Brandon. I thank Apostle Sandra Thomas. I thank Dr. Wright. I thank Servant Pastor Troy. I thank Prophet Antoine. I thank Dr. Wright. I thank Elder Kendall. I thank Apostle O'Neill, who's been on here ministering with us before. I thank even Evangelist Yvonne that's been on here ministering with us before. There's been so many people that have been on the air ministering with us over the years. Elder Tony. You know, Minister Evangelist Arlene, and just so many. So I thank them all because they could have been ministering with other people, but God gave them a time and a season to minister with us. Come on, saints. Let's bless chat people. Let's prayer chat people. Let's use the wisdom of God to show us how to bless and to be a blessing. Even when we think we have the right to react in the worldly way. Minister Sheila, do you have anything you want to add? And I'm going to let Minister Sylvia say something after you, and then we'll come back to you, Minister Sheila, so that you can pray us out of the service today.
No, I don't have anything. I just want to thank all that what I heard today, because it is a blessing. But like I said, we can't never get enough of God. We need so much that I don't even think we have time to receive it, but still, day by day, pray and ask for more, because more is what we need. Back to you.
Okay, Minister Sylvia, did you have anything for us?
Just don't forget tomorrow night, Monday, at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, we will have Iron Sharpening Iron, which our guest speaker, I'm assuming, will be Pastor Brandon Kaiser. Now, unless something else change, don't forget to tune in tomorrow night for our ministry. And thank God for Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser for allowing us to have this platform to edify the body of Christ and to just talk with God and to let people know that God is still alive, God is real, that you don't have to wait till you get in the position that you need him to call him. Just stop by. Like Apostle Lekwa said, and bless chat people, just stop by sometime and say, God, I don't need nothing, but I just wanted to say hi. I thank you, Lord. And that's all I have to say on that.
A songwriter wrote a song that says, I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Let's show God that we need him. Every hour, every millisecond, every moment of our lives. Minister Sheila, can you pray us out?
Father, we come to you today thanking you for another day. I thank you for blessing us and making us your children, your daughters. And Father, we bless you to cover us and keep us all. Cover our families, Lord. Cover us through the day at our jobs, walking the street, in the grocery store, wherever we may be. Lord, I just thank you. And I thank you and to bless us all and keep us and bless our family. And Lord, I want you to bless my nephew, Brandon Kaiser, on his big, beautiful day this month on the 12th to his wife. I'm sorry, I can't remember, can't pronounce her name. But Lord, I want you to bless her and bless him and bless her into this family. Bless their life and together along with you in Christ that they may know and forever know that God, you are the answer, you are the cover. You will bless their life and keep them together in your arms, you know, put them in your hands, Lord. Thank our kids, thank our families. Lord, we need you to bless this world and to let them understand you are the answer, the only answer, the truthful answer. Lord, I thank you to bless this government, bless our lives, bless the streets, our young men, our young ladies, our elders, and all. Lord, I just ask you to bless us and let us keep in mind, without you, we are none. Thank you, and have a blessed one. Back to you, Apostle.
Let's not forget St. Matthew's, or Matthew's, depending on what you want to call it, 6:33, that says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And so until tomorrow night, for Iron Sharpening Iron with Minister Sylvia and Minister Sheila, and also, like she said, possibly Minister Brandon, but since he's getting ready for his wedding, we may have to fill in for him. But guess what? We're more than able, and as the Word of God tells us, we are more than ready. Bye-bye.